"You're a sharp boy, Potter," he said. His magical eye roved back to the Marauder's map. "Crouch could be thinking along those lines," he said slowly. "Very possible. There have been some funny rumors flying around lately, helped along by Rita Skeeter, of course. It's making a lot of people nervous, I reckon." A grim smile twisted his lopsided mouth. "Oh, if there's one thing I hate," he muttered more to himself than to Harry, and his magical eye was fixed on the left-hand corner of the map, "it's a Death Eater who walked free." Harry stared at him. Could Moody possibly mean what Harry thought he meant? "Now, I want to ask you a question, Potter," said Moody in a more businesslike tone. Harry's heart sank. He had thought this was coming. Moody was going to ask where he had got this map, which was a very dubious magical object, and the story of how it had fallen into his hands incriminated not only him, but his own father, Fred, and George Weasley, and Professor Lupin, their last defense against the dark arts teacher. Moody waved the map in front of Harry, who braced himself. "Can I borrow this?" "Oh," said Harry. He was very fond of his map, but on the other hand, he was extremely relieved that Moody wasn't asking where he'd got it, and there was no doubt that he owed Moody a favor. "Yeah, okay." "Good boy," growled Moody. "I can make good use of this. This might be exactly what I've been looking for. Right, bed, Potter. Come on, now." They climbed to the top of the stairs together, Moody still examining the map, as though it was a treasure the like of which he had never seen before. They walked in silence to the door of Moody's office, where he stopped and looked up at Harry. "You ever thought of a career as an Auror, Potter?"
"No,"
said Harry, taken aback. "You want to consider it," said Moody, nodding and looking at Harry thoughtfully. "Yes, indeed. And incidentally, I'm guessing you weren't just taking that egg for a walk tonight."
No, said Harry, grinning. "I've been working out the clue."
Moody winked at him, his magical eye going haywire again. "Nothing like a nighttime stroll to give you ideas, Potter. See you in the morning." He went back into his office, staring down at the Marauder's map again, and closed the door behind him. Harry walked slowly back to Gryffindor Tower, lost in thought about Snape and Crouch and what it all meant. Why was Crouch pretending to be ill if he could manage to get to Hogwarts when he wanted to? What did he think Snape was concealing in his office? And Moody thought he, Harry, ought to be an Auror? Interesting idea, but somehow, Harry thought, as he got quietly into his four-poster 10 minutes later, the egg and the cloak now safely back in his trunk, he thought he'd like to check how scarred the rest of them were before he chose it as a career.